So now let's take a look at some examples of active and goal-focused interventions for an assessment service. So during an assessment, a mental health therapist inquired why client is seeking services at this time. Mental health therapist gathered information on client's current symptoms, behaviors, and how it has impacted client's day-to-day activities. Also during an assessment, a therapist may explore potential cultural factors that may have impacted current symptoms and behaviors. A therapist may speak with the client's caregiver to gather additional information regarding client's symptoms and behaviors in the home setting and how this impacts client's relationships. Another example would be a mental health therapist meeting with the client's teacher, Ms. Smith, to gather further information on ADHD symptoms and behaviors exhibited in the classroom. And finally, an example could be that this mental health therapist met with client's probation officer, Mr. Jones, to gather information regarding client's current court case and possible consequences if client does not comply to probation visits and how this may impact client's area of daily activities. So key words that tell us that these interventions are assessment are phrases like gathering of information about symptoms and behaviors, impact on different life areas, and exploring things like culture that may impact these symptoms and behaviors. You will also notice the last two examples are scenarios in which the therapist meets with a teacher or probation officer to gather information regarding the client for the purpose of completing their assessment. Please note that these are just some examples of key words that would reflect an assessment service. Information on an assessment note would include more thorough information as to what actually took place during the assessment session.